This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We get more books about leadership strategies here than you can shake a stick at. Not that often, though, which is to say, never, do you get one by the guy who used to run the Pentagon's Special Operations Forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. Stan McChrystal, General, United States Army, retired by name. His new book is called Team of Teams, New Rules of Engagement for a Complex World. It's good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
This is not a memoir. You wrote that a couple of years ago about your service in the military and then overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. It is, though, I would say, sort of autobiographical.
Well, because it was based on the core experience that caused me to transform how I think about leadership.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, I grew up in a conventional force. The United States Army is about as conventional as you can get. And in the fall of 2003, when I took command of an organization, a joint special operations task force, we were extraordinarily effective and we were specially selected and lavishly resourced and very well trained. But what we found was we were losing the war in Iraq. So the challenge that we faced was we could either continue to be very, very good at what we did and fail, or we could change ourselves fundamentally to be successful. And we chose the latter, obviously. And much of this book is about the road to do that.
Okay, but here's the thing. Special forces units, as you talked about and as you said just now, are lavishly resourced, extraordinarily well-trained. They have incredibly tight and high unit cohesion. That does not exist in a lot of businesses and in much of corporate America today, right? You've got people making $9 an hour, $7 an hour in jobs they don't necessarily like, and yet their competitive environment changes almost faster than they can process. So what are you supposed to do there?
Well, Kai, that's one of the key points. In fact, in the organizations that were, I was in, which were so elite, sometimes the aversion to change or resistance is even higher. Their very identity is wrapped up into how things had been done. But there still needs to be this creation of the idea of shared consciousness that we all understand what we're trying to do against a common understanding of what the problem is so we can react quickly.
On the topic of actually making sure everybody understands what you're trying to do, you say, I think this is a verbatim quote in this book, you say, share information until it's almost illegal.
The old idea that we will only share information with someone who needs to know, that's sort of the tagline from movies and whatnot, is basically flawed because who knows who needs to know? Time and again, there will be a piece of information you don't share and you don't realize how critical it is to someone else.
You talking about speed and agility and change in economic America today makes me think of nothing more than Silicon Valley. And I wonder how you feel about technology and the leadership and, you know, are generals of the future going to be more Mark Zuckerberg-like than Stan McChrystal-like?
I think it's a great question. What we see in Silicon Valley right now is a tremendous amount of innovation. But the idea that big data is suddenly going to give us the answer to the problem is something that in the book we find to be incorrect because the speed at which data is being created and changed stays ahead of our ability to harness it. I really believe it's going to be someone who creates an ecosystem. In that ecosystem, the leader allows a whole host of leaders inside that to interact and be effective, and that's where the power comes from.
You are obviously a guy, based on your writings and our talk so far, who believes in letting subordinates do their jobs and act independently without that leader having direct or controlling oversight. Having you on the line, I have to ask you then how that plays into the Rolling Stone article that led to your undoing and your eventual retirement and later career.
Sure, Kai, that's fair. To begin with, I believe in winning. If centralized decision-making was the best way to go, that's what I'd do. In the case of trusting your staff, I trusted my team in a case that when sometimes things come out wrong, and they don't always come out right, and the most important thing is to learn from it quickly, learn from it immediately, keep the confidence of the organization up, move forward, and that's what I think is really important.
It's a book called Team of Teams by Stan McChrystal, General, United States Army, retired. General, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Kai, thank you.
We talked about a bunch of things, Stan McChrystal and I did, that we didn't have time to fit on the air, including his thoughts about national service in this country and the civilian-military disconnect in this society. We've got it all posted on our website. It's marketplace.org.